Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Yates Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom by the two dots. So the Mishnah said, "Umasik and Isai Achegi is man shchita." So says the Gemara. Tanu, we learned that loy hayu masik and Isai loy beneva v'loy bechinor. They weren't Isaac with the Kohen Gadol by using instruments. El abapet, Rashi says they would sing using just their mouth. Umahayu aymin, and what song did they sing? So says the Gemara, they sang the words of the pasuk in Hashem le'ivne bayis shav amlu baynav bay. That if a Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't appeased by the avoda, if you don't do the avoda l'shem shemaim in a way that Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts it, so then you're working for nothing. So make sure to do the avoda l'shem shemaim. Those were the words of the song that they would sing to the Kohen Gadol. Miakira Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, another tactic that they did to keep the Kohen Gadol awake the whole night. Miakira Yerushalayim, the Chashva people of Yerushalayim, Lehayu Yeshein in Kol HaLayla. They didn't go to sleep the whole night Leil Yom Kippur. Kedisha Yishma Kohen Gadol Kol HaBara, V'lay Teishein HaChaytaftoy. In order that the Kohen Gadol should hear the sounds of their discussions, the Kol Taira, so that the sleep wouldn't overcome the Kohen Gadol. Tani, we learned in the Braisa Abashallah Amar, Af Begulun Hayu Eisenkain. Also Begvulun, they would stay up the whole night Leil Yom Kippur as a Zeichel HaMikdash. Elosh Hayu Chaitin, however, this minig led to Chetam, they would do, in Yani Znos. Amar Abayi says, Vitamer of Nachem and Bar Yitzchak, Targum and Narda, that this chet that it's talking about is the chet that happened in Narda. The Amar Le Eliyahu, Rav Yehuda Achua, the Rav Selech Hasido, he said to this Rav Yehuda, Eliyahu said to this Rav Yehuda, that Amrisu, that you say all the time, Amai Le'asi Mashiach, how come Mashiach doesn't come, says the Marsha, Matzi Yom Kippur, when everyone's clean, why doesn't Mashiach come? And Eliyahu said to him, I don't understand your question. Va'inna Yom Kippurehu, today's Yom Kippur, and look what's happening, V'ibol Kama Bisulasa Benarda, and people are doing Znos, so it's no question that Mashiach doesn't come, Matzi Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is only mechaper if a person does tshuva, but being that they're being Isaac and different in Yoni is no, so then obviously Mashiach is not going to come. That's Yom Kippur. So Amar Le, so Rav Yehuda said to Eliyahu, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mayamar, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying about the Matziv? Amar Le, he said to Mepesach Atas Reivitz, that he's saying this pasuk, the Lepesach Atas Reivitz, that Rashi says, Yitzahara Mechtiyo Yibal Karcha. He was defending Klai Yisrael that the Yitzahara is very hard, it's very shver. Even though it's possible to overcome, but Lamais, it's very shver. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was defending them. It's not a full defense that now all of a sudden Mashiach is going to come at Yom Kippur, but he was being Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. The Satan Nayamar, so Rav Yehuda asked Eliyahu, what is the Satan saying? So Amar Lei, so Eliyahu said, he said, Satan B'yemid Kippure, last they were Shusa last Dune. He said, the Satan Yom Kippur doesn't have any permission to be Mekatrik against Klal Yisrael. Mimai, what's the Makar? Amar Ami Barchamo, Ha Satan B'gematri Tzlas Meas, Mea Vashisan Varba Havi. The Gematri of Hasatan is 364. So it's class Mea Vashisan Varba Yoime Isla Vashis last two name. Because 364 days of the 365 solar year, of days of the solar year, those days, 364 of them, the Satan has Rishus to be Mekatrig against Klal Yisrael. However, B'yayimid Kippure, less than Rishus of last Dune, there's one day that the Satan doesn't have Rishus, and Chazal understood Misfar that one day is referring to Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, "Bechol yom terminav mesabizbeach bekriyas hagever." Every day in the Beis Hamikdash, they would perform the avodah of trumas hadeshen kriyas hagever, which is right before Elias HaShachar, Ayisamachlay, or right next to this time, Bein Lafanav, Bein Lacharav, either right before or right after, but around this time of Kriyas HaGever. Ubiyama Kippur and Mechatzais. However, in Yom Kippur, they would do it by Chatzais, and we'll see in the Gemara the reason. Uberagalim, Meshmur Arishayna, and during the Rishalish Regalim, they did it already at the end of the first watch, a third of the way through the night. Vlahaisa Kriyas HaGever, Magas, and during these Regalim, so the Kriyas HaGever, we wouldn't get to this man of Kriyas HaGever, Atraisa Azara Malay Misra. By that time already, the entire Azara was filled with Yidden, because they were coming to bring their Karbanis, they were coming to get ready to bring their Karbanis right after the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar. Already by Kriyas HaGever, the whole Azara was filled. Says the Gemara, it's not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah in Zvachim, Eivarim Shepalku Mel Gabi Mizbeach. If you have Eivarim that come flying off of the Mizbeach, so the halacha depends on the Zman of when this happens. Kaidim Chatzais, if it's before Chatzais Laila, if it's before midnight, so the Mitzvah of Haktara wasn't finished yet, the Mitzvah of Haktara we'll see is until Chatzais, so then Yachzer, so you have to put it back onto the Mizbeach. Umayelin Behen, and if you are Nenne from the Eivar, you're Bichai from Me'ilah, because it wasn't yet Nasa Mitzvasa. La'acha Chatzais, however, after Chatzais, Sais was already, the mitzvah was already finished, the mitzvah of Haktara was already finished, so then lo yachzir, which Rashi says it means you're not chayiv to put it back onto the mizbeach, and if you're nana from the Aver, you're not chayiv milah. Says the Gemara Minani Mili, where do we know this chilek of chatzais? Amar Rav, Rav said, because kasuv echad aymed up one pasuk says kol alayla v'hikter. It says that the mitzvah of haktara is the whole night. Who kasuv echad aymer kol alayla v'herib. And the next pasuk, the very next pasuk, talks about Aram esadeshen. It says v'herib esadeshen, and it's also going back on these words kol alayla, which is mashma that trum esadeshen is the whole night, and haktara, the mitzvah of haktara finishes already right in the beginning of the night. So haketz, and how are we going to be miyashi the stira? Chalkeu, split the night, chetzil haktara v'chetzil harama. The first half of the night until chatzais is for haktara. And the second half is for Arama. So there you see that Chatzais is the cutoff point for the mitzvah of Haktara. Fracta Gemara, Masav Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks, B'chol Yom Tarmin Esa Mizbeach B'Kriyas HaGever. Our Mishnah says that every day of the year they would be Mekayim the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen by Kriyas HaGever, Oysam Ochlai Beim Lefana Beim Melacharav. Ubiyom HaKippur Man Yom Kippur Mechatzais at midnight. Ube Regalim Yashma Rishayna. It says that during the Regalim they were Mekayim the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen by the first watch, by the end of the first watch, a third of the way through the night, which is before Chatzais. And if we did tell me that the previous makar is the makar for this chilek of chatzais, that there's a din midaraisa, that haktara is only until chatzais, and from chatzais is when the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen starts, only at chatzais, so then heichim bekadminan, so how were, during the regalim, were they allowed to be makdim and do the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen, early before chatzais? If midaraisa, the mitzvah only starts at chatzais, so how could they do it at the end of the first watch?